The next patient is Mrs. Kathy Sanders. The last name is S-A-N-D-E-R-S. The first name is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. This is a clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that has a history of chronic kidney disease that is a CKD, stage 3A. The patient doesn't have any proteinuria. The patient remains in a stable condition from the kidney point of view. Following number, patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 124 over 57, and we are going to continue with the same medications. Number three, hypothyroidism. The patient went to see Dr. Avalos, and she has been complaining of the fact that anytime she eats, she has to run to the bathroom because of the explosive diarrhea. And I imagine that the consideration of levothyroxine 200 milligrams as thyroid on daily basis as thyroid replacement was too much. The patient was switched to 5 days a week, 175 micrograms, and the diarrhea continues, and the TSH went up to 125. T3 and T4 are low. For that reason, I'm going to take the liberty of increasing the thyroid to 200 milligrams every day. I am going to repeat the T3, T4, and TSH on the 20th of December, and I am going to request an appointment with a endocrinology for management of the thyroid and management of the insulin pump that the patient has for the type 1 diabetes. Following number, type 1 diabetes that has been under control. Following number, ulcerative colitis that is evaluated and seen by Dr. Patel. The patient is going back to Dr. Patel. At one time, the patient was on Asacol with a good response. However, she lost the insurance and she couldn't afford it. She is encouraged to keep the follow-up. Following number, the patient has a very busy urinalysis with evidence of bacteria. She is asymptomatic. It has been a chronic problem. The recommendation of using a vinegar and water after every micturation is done. We are very concerned that because this patient is allergic to amoxicillin, cephalosporin, and quinolones. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient was switched to pantoprazole because of the symptoms. Following number, heavy smoking, evidence of emphysema to the chest CT. The patient doesn't have any evidence of active kidney stones. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.
Oh, well.
paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, we spent 30 minutes explaining the disease process, checking the patient. She doesn't understand why the TSH was so high, why the thyroid, levothyroxine was changed, the relationship between thyroid and diarrhea, etc. And in the documentation, 10 minutes.